Democrat Beto O'Rourke is on a mission to unseat Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz in the November election. The 45-year-old avid runner and businessman is taking a few unusual steps in his campaign, pledging to host a town hall meeting in every single one of Texas' 254 counties while not taking a penny from special interest groups.
If I don't mention the environment and climate change at one of these town hall meetings that we're holding all across the state, there are 254 counties. I have been to 205 of them so far, and we're gonna get to all 254 before this is over. And at these town hall meetings, if I don't specifically address climate change, there is certainly someone who will stand up and ask me why I haven't and share with me why it is important. And very often, that person is the youngest person in the room, because they are able to cut through all the BS and get right to the heart of the most important issues. And I'm trying to take their lead. And I'm looking at some of the things that are happening in this country. Harvey and the flooding that followed. And I think the greatest one-day rain total anywhere in the United States of America happened right here in Southeast Texas. And what the scientists tell us is that perhaps man-made climate change didn't cause Harvey, but it certainly contributed to its intensity and its volume.
This week, Beto O'Rourke made statewide headlines with reports that his campaign raised more money than Cruz's campaign during the last quarter of 2017. During that period, it was reported that O'Rourke raised $2.4 million to Cruz's $1.9 million. But overall, O'Rourke lags behind Cruz. He was able to build a larger campaign war chest before O'Rourke even entered the race. Cruz ran for the Republican nomination for president and was widely supported among Texas Republicans, including Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Cruz reportedly has $7.3 million in the bank, some of it left over from his presidential bid. O'Rourke has $4.6 million. We asked O'Rourke what he would do differently as our U.S. Senator. What would you propose to do differently, better, than our current Senator Ted Cruz?
I would only vote to confirm nominees who believe in science. I would advocate for funding the EPA instead of slashing its budget by more than 30%. I would not let 1 foot of a proposed 2,000-mile pure concrete $25 billion wall be built in the state of Texas to our everlasting shame, to the detriment of our communities, and with an incredibly negative impact on the environment. I would make sure that all 28 million of us in this great state are reflected in our representation, showing that our diversity is our strength, and that those who are here contributing to our success can continue to do so, including 200,000 dreamers who call Texas home, who Ted Cruz has talked about deporting because they are illegals. I want them here because they're Americans. So I think those are some contrasts right off the bat. And then a record of service and responding to my constituents and being accountable to them versus someone who left the state to go run for president for 4 years and shut down the government for 16 days in his first year in office.
O'Rourke was referring to the October 2013 U.S. government shutdown that lasted 16 days when a Republican-led House of Representatives wanted to stall appropriating funds for the government while a Democrat-led Senate refused to negotiate. The fight was largely about Obamacare, with Republican leaders wanting to dilute and delay its funding. Back in 2013, Cruz advocated for the government shutdown, and a few weeks before it happened, he tried to filibuster against the passage of Obamacare. During his 21-hour and 19-minute filibuster, he infamously read Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham in its entirety. We also asked O'Rourke about how he would fix FEMA, and what else needs to be done to help Houston rebuild and recover after Hurricane Harvey.
So first and foremost, we need to speed the process by which FEMA gets dollars to those who've lost their homes, who've lost their businesses, who've lost their worldly possessions, so that they can get back on their feet, put a roof over their head, and begin providing for themselves and their families again. We need to make sure that there is some ability to improve the decision-making around where homes and businesses are built in the first place, and that we use limited FEMA dollars as effectively as possible. And that comes back to local leadership, to our subdivision codes, and to the choices that we make in places like Houston or Port Arthur or Beaumont or Orange or any of those that were ravaged by Harvey or the floods that followed. So I think this is an area where you're going to need federal, state, and local leadership to get this right.
Incumbent Cruz has also been vocal about what Houston needs from the federal government after Hurricane Harvey. Here is a clip from his address on the U.S. Senate floor on December 21st, when he attempted to get his colleagues to take action on Harvey relief before they took off for the holidays.
Texas experienced the worst flood event in United States history. Hurricane Harvey was unlike any other storm we have seen before in Texas. The number of people impacted, the scope, it brought 250 miles of devastation to our Texas Gulf coasts as winds obliterated whole communities and rain flooded out parts of Texas that had never flooded before. Due to the level of damage, the storm caused homes and businesses and infrastructure. Hurricane Harvey was the costliest disaster this year and may well prove the costliest natural disaster in United States history. According to the governor of Texas, the damage to our state from the hurricane is well over $120 billion and could prove to be closer to $180 billion. Any bill to provide disaster funding brought to this floor should recognize the unprecedented level of damage wreaked upon the state and should provide the support necessary for Texas to rebuild. I spoke this afternoon with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and he expressed serious concerns that the supplemental bill coming out of the House does not direct nearly enough resources to the state of Texas, given the magnitude of the damage, the magnitude of the suffering. Disaster relief needs to focus where that suffering occurred, where the disaster occurred. So I am hopeful that when this body returns in 2 weeks, that we will work together in a bipartisan way to ensure that the promises made to the state of Texas are fulfilled.
A bill still hasn't been passed in the U.S. Senate, meaning Texas still hasn't received a substantial relief package from the federal government. A relief package did pass in the U.S. House of Representatives, but the allocated money for Texas in that bill was less than what local leaders were hoping for. In the March 6th primary election, Beto O'Rourke is running for the Democratic Party nomination, along with two other contenders, self-described Bernie-crat Seema Hernandez from Houston, and retired Postal Service executive Edward Kimbrough, also from Houston. Ted Cruz is facing the Republican Party with six party challengers. They are Timothy Day, Thomas Dillingham, Bruce Jacobson, Mary Miller, Geraldine Sam, and Stefo De Stefano. Early voting begins February the 20th. This is Sherry McGinty and Brandon Moeller for the People's News, KPFT 90.1, Houston.